Welcome, everybody. This is Jonathan Gustin, and this is the Purpose Discovery Program, the Soul Circle number 2. So thanks to all of you who are showing up for your friend 7 times over a course of 1 year. It's really quite a quite an expression of love doing that for them. So thank you. So this second meeting is in a series of 3 meetings, which are all about the Soul Quest ceremony. So just a 1-minute version of what that is. Your friend is going to take a weekend to conduct a ceremony. The preparation phase is already underway. And then the threshold ceremony will be on a Saturday. It'll last 8 hours out in the wilderness, where they'll be fasting and praying for a vision, an understanding of their soul level purpose. And then the next day on Sunday, they'll take just to be quiet and really just integrate what they experienced. So what's going to happen for you is that the next few meetings will be specifically around preparation for and then receiving your friend as they leave and then come back from their threshold experience. So today's is around simplifying your life or your friend's life. And what I'm going to ask them to do is to sit in the middle of the circle, as always, and take some time, you know, do a meditation, invite the silence in, which is always important. And your main job is to be present and to amplify the presence of the inquiry that your friend is making, just through your deep listening. So the inquiry questions that your friend are going to engage in are the following. What activities are getting in my way of exploring my deepest nature? What do I do in my life that keeps the homeostasis in play? And so what the quest is doing in part is disturbing the everyday comfort of your friend so that there can be cracks, there can be fissures in which soul can then speak to your friend. So, for instance, if your friend is addicted to screens, as so many of us are, they may watch the news every night, do Facebook every night, watch too much Netflix, YouTube, you know, whatever it may be. And so the invitation is 4 weeks or 3 weeks before the threshold ceremony is to reduce or actually eliminate these ways that we sometimes leak energy. So that's one piece. You know, what activities get in the way of taking this descent, this journey to soul? Another form of that question is what roles get in the way of exploring our deepest nature? So if your friend plays the role of rescuer in their family of origin, you know, whenever you know, the brother or sister's in trouble, they're always the one to sort of fix everything. And isn't to say that fixing or responding to the needs of a family member is an unwholesome thing. Or for that matter, neither is listening to the news or, you know, doing a whole lot of things. But when we get stuck in the role, when we get stuck in the activity, then it can become an impediment to our inquiry. So one inquiry that your friend is going to take inside, mostly in silence, but then begin to speak out loud, is what are the roles they've been dragging behind them in this long black bag, as the poet Robert Bly put it. Also, what possessions? That's another inquiry. What possessions are in the way of exploring one's deepest purpose? So, you know, the middle class lifestyle, which your friend might be enjoying, has a tendency to collect a lot of stuff. It's been my observation that I think I have 40 shirts in my closet, but one one torso and multiple pairs of shoes and only 2 feet. So there's a way we can actually overstuff our lives with things and roles and activities. So that's yet another piece of the inquiry. And we can also keep around relationships or friendships which are really no longer serve us, no longer bring us alive. So that's a fourth inquiry that your friend is going to feel into. Is there a relationship or friendship that maybe it would be time to take an experiment, to do a sabbatical and see what it would be like for 6 weeks or 6 months to just keep one's distance from a certain friendship? This isn't forced on anyone. It's really totally up to each person. So the last two questions are the surrender of and the surrender to. So I'm going to read a little quote from an author named Bill Plotkin from his book Soulcraft. He says that what's involved is both a surrender of and a surrender to. First, a surrender of your beliefs and how you were supposed to be and how the world was supposed to work. And then a surrender to your deepest and wildest passions. So the metaphor analogy I use a lot is the caterpillar and the cocoon. Right? So the caterpillar actually needs to say goodbye to its old life. It's not the case that a caterpillar simply grows wings, right? It surrenders its old life, says goodbye, poetically speaking, to its friends and its terrestrial, existence. Says goodbye to walking and leaves it all behind to enter the cocoon of transformation, right? So if I want to become Jonathan 2.0, 3.0, I'm probably not going to drag with me my iPad, my iPhone, my desktop computer, my laptop computer with all this stuff. Probably not going to bring my library with me. Probably not going to bring my scotch with me. Probably not going to bring a whole lot of stuff, right? There's a kind of nakedness that is requested when we cross the threshold into this luminal period, this imaginal realm where we have the opportunity to listen and receive images from soul. So that is the instructions. As always, a meditation, lots of silence. Your friend will have these questions in hand. They may not get through all of them, that's fine. And your job in the soul circle is to just keep turning up your presence, your listening. And that will actually give them the support they need, the courage they need to go further than they ever have before. It's the case that when one is a deep sea diver, whether in the psyche or in the ocean, you want to have company. You want to have friendship that will give you courage as you go deeper than you ever have before. So that is the Soul Circle number two. Enjoy.